You're gonna hide my box. How can I just swallow my tears when you say the male receptacles won't be secure for years? All my life, waiting in the rain for letters and bills and things that came within 3 days. What happened these past few years? Darling. Okay, I do have to finish the rest of it. That's, you know, but I got to jump on the phones. But hardening boxes. Oh, gosh. We have to, what do you call that? Is that like box Viagra? And it's going to make them stronger. Well, I'll tell you what. If you put a cover on it and just have it open so people could deposit things during normal business hours through a teeny tiny slot, the same crooks and criminals that have been competing for mailbox contents just go around to those blue collection boxes before, during, or after the pickup time. And they use the key. They use the key during work hours to get what's inside the box. The master key problem has been going on. Look up, you know the words, USPS, OIG key. And find the report yourself that the thugs got the same month, August 2020, when the postal police were taken off of the street patrol. Coworkers, you can look me up right on our premier program we use internally. It's KARRI, and my last name, Nielsen, NIELSEN. Don't work too much because, unfortunately, my coworkers do. And their heads are in the, not the sand, but they don't see the whole picture. So it's all in the Board of Governors' hands August 8th during the Board of Governors meeting, BOG-inquiries@USPS.gov. You should write to them if you're concerned about your mail and identity theft and your stolen packages that have no insurance if they've been delivered properly, right? To the same compromised, unsecured mailbox that DeJoy has had people deliver to year in and year out. How does that make sense? How does it make sense that a clerk can sell a money order, turn around, avoid it, and pocket the money? He's got an education in accounting. What about the security? He actually gives scholarships regarding cybersecurity. Look at IWP.edu, specifically March 14th when he spoke. Did anybody go from the post office? I am so disgusted. And the federal government not replying to my five individual items I sent through. This is really scary. Do I work for a cult? All right, so I got to put this all behind, jump on the phones. I'm going to have a great day. Love my job, my coworkers. My boss is so focused. We never discussed what I sent to him via Priority and Priority Express. We need to be able to help the customers when they call in. There's a tool that I was using until I was told not to that can immediately tell somebody if their mail is being forwarded, i.e. somebody steals their credit card, purse, including their cell phone, with the secondary verification. They know what the cell phone number is. How does all this make everything secure? DeJoy needs to be fired for ignoring the humans for the past 3 years. I'm going to be back with that song.